prison stripes are returning to prison. In a retro fashion move, a number of jails around the country are dressing their prisoners in the black and white striped uniforms popular back in the 1800s. Law enforcement officials say the stripes make it easier to identify escape prisoners. Robert Cornwell is executive director of the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association. He joins us from Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. Nice being here.
Mr. Cromwell, why black and white stripes? What's wrong with the bright orange jumpsuits that are used in a lot of jails and prisons these days?
Well, what has happened in the last several years, 3 or 4 years here in the Ohio area, is that there are certain retail stores that are beginning to sell the top portion of a jumpsuit that is the bright orange or the blue, and will oftentimes put the county's name on the back of the shirt, and therefore believing that that could be an inmate on the street.
But it wasn't so long ago that the black and white striped shirts were bought and sold in the same way by young people, especially folks interested in anti-establishment fashion. Don't you have the same potential problem with black and white stripes?
Well, there's always that potential, but we are working with the legislature here in Ohio to see if we could not have those types of uniforms outlawed or banned from being sold to individuals, especially with the names being printed on the back of the counties.
Have you gotten any interest from legislators yet?
We're just in the beginning stages of talking with some of the legislators. Some of them have brought up similar questions to what you have. We've discussed these and are looking to do more in-depth discussions with them.
Any idea how many escape prisoners were caught in Ohio last year?
I believe we probably had about 10 or 12 escaped from custody, all returned within days.
So is this really a problem that needs addressing?
Yes, it is, because we have many of these individuals that are out working on a variety of crews. When they're readily identifiable that way, it allows the law enforcement community to know that when they see one of these people out unsupervised, it also allows the community to know that the inmates are out working and doing work as a part of restitution to the society for which they have offended.
Thanks very much, Mr. Cornwell.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Robert Cornwell is executive director of the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association. He supports a return of black and white striped uniforms for prisoners.